Yo, what up? Podcast world. It's DR, man. First podcast. I'm excited. I'm excited for all the listeners that my potential listeners, because I don't have any right now. Unless you're listening to this right now. But, you know, I would just want to thank you for tuning in, man. And, you know, just to prep you on what type of podcast this is, man, the only thing that I want to give out is I want to help people become a better version of themselves. I feel like we all have a responsibility to each other. Like, we can make money, we can take care of our families, we can go on trips, we can make memories, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of people that's not able to do that. So if you're able to help out somebody, you know, just think about how grateful you would be if somebody just took you by the hand. Like, just what if you was just walking one day, you was in a store, and this is just an example. You walk in the store one day, and somebody like, hey, man, like, you know what, you just seen, they start a conversation with you, y'all talk, and like, man, you know what, you're a pretty cool guy, man, here. And they give you a bag, and in the bag, there's $1 million. You would be forever grateful. That would change your, that could change your situation. You know what I'm saying? Definitely change your situation. So that's how I feel about helping everybody trying to get to where they want to be. Everybody wants to try to get to a point where they can make some extra money. Yes, it would be lovely for somebody to give you $1 million. But if you want to be realistic, I'd rather make and know and learn how to make $1 million. Because if I can make it once, I can make it twice, three, so on and so forth. So with that being said, this podcast, I want to be able to help other people out on the same way in the journey. And I want to be frank with you. Like, I'm the average American. You know, I make $18 an hour. I work at a regular job. I get paid every 2 weeks. I have a family. I barely have money to, you know what I'm saying, do anything extra. You know, on top of the fact, I'm financially illiterate. And what I mean by that is that I'm bad with money. You know, I don't know how to make my money make money, and I need to figure out how to keep my expenses low or be able to create something where the reoccurring bills I have a reoccurring income where I have everything helping out with everything else. So, you know, what I really want to get to is I want to be able to, you know, just try to help out, man, and just try to be an inspiration to other people that want to try to make money. One thing that I know, and I speak for me, but I know there's other people out there, and I just want to let you know I'm here, and I know the struggle. You ever, you know, be on social media or whatnot, and, you know, you get those ads, and, you know, saying in my ads, I always got somebody that want to give me a free ebook, seminar, free training class, something, you know, and you click in and they want your email, and now they got your email, and now they're going to be spamming you for email. So congratulations to that, since you want to listen to the webinar because you want to learn how to get further in your life. And you get in the seminar and everything sounds beautiful, and they can make you all this amounts of money, and you get to the end of it, and then they hit you with, oh, well, for $1,000 or $1,100 or $1,300, you can da 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 da. And they try to, and it's just like, I don't see how you don't understand. First of all, if your business is doing that good, why are you even charging me that much? Like, I get it, get paid for your information. I agree with that 100%. But make it affordable. You know, be like, want to help somebody. How are you helping somebody charging $1,000? And that's my thing. Any information I get, I give. I have to. You have to circulate it. In order to get things back, you have to put it out there. I feel like in anything that's in this world, you have to have some type of give and take. You know, and I'm just not about to give you $1,000 for something that might be a scam. Because first of all, that's the first thing we're thinking anyway, is this shit is a scam. Excuse my French. You know, I curse, and I'm going to try not to curse. on this podcast. And if y'all don't care about the cursing, just let me know. Comment, voice, inbox, however you want to do it. However, I'm not about to. It's a scam. I know it's a scam. Even if, and my thing about it is, even if it's not a scam, I don't have $1,000 to even figure out the 50-50 whether it is or not. You know, so it's, to me, it's just, it's hard because you get so many people trying to scam you out of money. You don't know what's real and what's fake. And so now I'm at a point where, excuse me, I'm in my car. I'm in a place where, you know, I'm still trying to take the risk, and I do take those risks. I have been scammed, and every millionaire has to go through some type of failure. You know, like, you can't have success until you've gone through failure. You have to have your learning lessons. You know, something to try to draw back from. So, oh, okay, well, I did this before, so I know not to do this. Or if I did it this way, okay, let me do it this way to see if I get a different tweak in. Trying to figure out the success pattern. And that's what I want to be able to, this is what this podcast is built for. Anything that I'm coming across, anything that I'm doing, anything that I feel like is beneficial, I want to put it out to you, because then you'll be able to try it, and hopefully you'll find some success in it. And then you'll be able to change your life. And then I'm doing my job because I'm adding a service to you, because I want you to win. I want everybody to win because I know how I feel. And one thing that most people don't do, they don't put themselves in your shoes. They wear their shoes fine and they want to walk in it. But you can't appreciate life until you see life in somebody else's eyes. I was watching the Mike Epps special, and he had said something very, 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 like, it was funny, but it was, It just changed my perspective. And it was, if you seen it, it was a new Netflix special. He was talking about, God told everybody, like, man, just throw your problems on the ground. Just throw them on the ground. Everybody throw your problems on the ground right now. And everybody throw their problems on the ground. And he said, all right, well, now pick them up. And you pick them up, and you pick up somebody else's problem, you be like, whoa, no, I ain't signed up for this. Can I have my shit back, please? No, that's mine. Now, I know it doesn't have my name on it because I had to put it on the ground, but can't. But I don't. Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to put yourself in perspective. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I want everybody to win. I do. That's my goal. I know some people say that. I do it. I've done crazy things for people that I love in my life, you know what I'm saying, and left myself out to the point where it's just like, well, I figure it out on my end. Here, I just helping you figure out what you're going to do on your end. So the only thing that I can give as far as this podcast, as far as what I'm doing, and I'll be talking about different things that I tried, and maybe a formula that I tried, and maybe, you know, a listener knows a little bit more about it and can help out. I'd love to have some guests as far as just who do know, and I'll try to get some guests on to try to speak on their experience, to try to give people the sites that they need, and just let me know what you're looking for as far as just, like, if you're in the real estate, if you're in anything that's entrepreneur, business, quitting your 9-to-5. I would love to have you on the show to be an inspiration or to give information and try to help other people out. Also, to get your business out there, give you an opportunity to put that out there as far as just what you're going through, as far as just your business or whatnot. So, I'm sorry the podcast is kind of choppy. It's my first podcast. I'm still learning. I'm learning on the way, you know. So, any comments, any feedback that you have, you know what I'm saying, please let me know. That is greatly welcome. You know, negative and positive comments, because I'm trying to be a better version of myself every day. So constructive criticism is always welcome with me, because I've come so far from what I was, and I plan on being way farther than I am now, because I'm trying to prepare for my future self, because my past self let my present self down, because obviously I'm not where I thought I was going to be
15 years ago. So, you know, live and learn, you know, and don't dwell because you can start at any time. Right now I'm working on this thing. It's called My Econ. I'm loving it because it's teaching me so, it's giving me so much value and I'm learning so much from it. As far as just getting out of debt, getting the credit score up. I only got a few things left on my credit score now. And working with this signing up for My Econ, it helped me build that up. Like I said, I'm an open book, man, because I want you to understand that I'm no different than you. I'm just, you got people that think, you got people that don't do them, you got people that's doers. And for a while, I was the thinker. I have so many ideas, and I don't act. My problem is acting. I don't act on any of the opportunities or thoughts or things that I want to do in my life. So this podcast is actually just the first step of me going in that direction, and hopefully many more. So, yeah, man, if you want to learn more about My Econ, definitely reach out to me and I can give you as much information that I know about it. Yes, you can't make money from it, but one thing that I need people to understand, and one thing that I had to learn too, and it's very important, even if you were to make money today with the knowledge that you have today, if you're financially illiterate and you're making money, you're always going to be broke. You're always going to be losing money. And it's because the average American spends more than they make, and they're not spending it on investments. It's things that have no value. It's liabilities. There's no assets. And that's one thing I'm having to learn, is because one thing about it is, and I feel like nothing would be put in place for you to make money if you don't know how to keep it. I remember I was watching the Breakfast Club, and I was listening to T-Pain, and T-Pain said at one point he had $40 million. And he went, excuse me, from $40 million to having to borrow money to buy his kids Burger King. And that spoke volumes to me. That let me know, well, there is a right way and a wrong way to use your money. And it wasn't that he wasn't investing. He had a lot of bad investments. He was not financial literate. That was just that is a prime example of not being aware of your finances. And that's what My Econ teaches you. It teaches you how to be it teaches you how to be financial literate, how to know where your money's going, where your money's coming from. On top of the fact, you could also make money from it. I potentially want to make money from it, because I mean that would be a great thing. But right now I'm learning so much from it. I want to learn as much as I can before I'm just out here just trying to sign people up. Because one thing about it is, you're trying to sign people up to something that you haven't even brought in or studied, then it's no point. And the only reason I'm investing into it is because it's like going to school. You're going to pay for an investment. I mean, you'll take out $6,000-$7,000 loans per semester. Per semester at a college, you know, and have to pay that back and learn nothing from it. Or you will learn something from it, but not the things that you need to learn. It teaches you how to be a worker. And I'm paying, I think I started off, the start off was like $50. And then after that, every month after that is $34.95. So $34.95 is how much it costs to go to school to learn about money and to also be able to potentially make money, you know, if that's what you want to be into. I just want to be debt free, because that's what they offer. They offer you to be debt free. They offer you to put more money in your pocket by learning your W-4s and changing your W-4s. Because a lot of people don't understand that even with the W-4s, that a lot of people are losing their money, because the IRS, even on the IRS website, it tells you that the average American overpays in taxes. And you have allowances that you can get back, so you could potentially earn maybe an extra $100 to $500, you know what I'm saying, on your regular weekly check, you know. And it tells you how to use that money that you get from there, not to just spend it, but how to make that money grow, so then you can start being able to start working on not having a 9-to-5 anymore, you know what I'm saying. So this is what this is about, man. This is what I want to do. this is what the podcast is going to be about, man. I want to be able to motivate you guys. I know you're out there, and this is who I'm reaching out to, because I do have a strong desire to make sure that people can get ahead in life just like me, because I know how you feel, because I'm in it right now. And my goal is to help you out of it, because I'm trying to help myself out. So whatever I figure out, I mean, this could be the start of you. This could be the start of you seeing me go from $18 an hour to maybe being a thousandaire one day. And I am not even saying $1 million. I mean, and I'm not saying I don't want it, but that's not my goal. My goal is to quit my job and to be able to work for myself and be able to do things with my family and being able to try to help other people in need too, you know, so they can try to get ahead in life. That's what this is about. So again, man, this is, my name's DR. I want to thank you for tuning into my first broadcast. I'm sorry it's chopped up. I'm learning. It's new. I promise you I get better the more that I learn from it. And man, y'all have a blessed day, man.